Welcome back to the Rick Smith Show. As the clock ticks down to Friday, when we assume that the Republicans are going to blow up the Senate, I thought that would be the perfect end. Breaking the law, man. Again, is there anything that our friends in the GOP won't do to get their way? And I keep going back, and I love the Lindsey Graham. It's not fair that Democrats get their judges and we don't get any of ours. Just let that sink in for a second. Especially when you look at the federal bench in this country, which has been depleted over the last 8 years because we didn't get them put into place. Because why? Well, Republicans were blocking it. Anyway, here to talk a little bit about that and the breaking news, I've asked our good friend John Neurar. He's a co-chair of Why Courts Matter PA. John, thanks for taking time for us.
Hey, Rick. It's good to talk to you.
So we're heading towards the end of the filibuster in the Senate, at least on Supreme Court nominees. Is this really going to happen, you think?
Yeah, it looks like it is, unfortunately. So the process from here on out is that what will happen tomorrow, because right now we're in this sort of 30 hours of debate period. Tomorrow, Mitch McConnell will bring up a cloture. The Democrats will hold, it sounds like, and they'll have the 42 no votes that they need. And what Mitch McConnell sounds like will do tomorrow is, he'll file for a rule change, this nuclear option, on Supreme Court nominees to no longer have the 60 vote threshold. And if that goes through, and that's a majority vote, right? When that goes through, then it basically triggers another 30 hours of debate. So we're looking at that point, sometime Friday afternoon, Friday evening, maybe, for a full vote on Gorsuch, because then the rule change will have gone into effect. And right. Mitch McConnell said today, although this had been a question for the last few days, he did say today that he has the vote to make that rule change. Now, we won't know if that's true or if that's a bluff until he actually has to do it tomorrow. It could be that that's a bluff, right? I don't know if he's attempting to have the Democrats back off the filibuster, the 42 votes that they would have to not have cloture tomorrow. So we'll see. Tomorrow's going to be very, very interesting.
Is there anyone you're looking at on the Republican side to be the ones? Because you need three senators to come forward and say no. Are we identifying who those three could possibly be?
Yeah, I mean, you think about people. So John McCain has already said publicly twice now that I've seen that he does not want to change the rules. You look at people like Orrin Hatch, for example, who are, traditionalists in the sense of sort of the rules and decorum of the Senate. Up until the last couple of days, you might think about somebody like Lindsey Graham. I don't think that that's going to happen now. I don't know. I mean, I think in a lot of ways, difficult thing about getting the Republican senators on the record right now is that they probably don't want to say in public whether they would or would not vote to change the rules if they thought there was a chance that they wouldn't have to go on the record right. with the vote tomorrow on that. So, that's the thing that I'm sure these conversations are happening. Chuck Schumer and others are talking to those Republicans who might be hesitant to change the rules, to try to gauge whether or not they are actually going to make that vote tomorrow.
Right.
I anticipate there will be tremendous pressure from Republican leadership on Republican senators tomorrow to vote to change these rules, because this is their guy. This notion that that Mitch McConnell's been talking about and other Republicans have been talking about, how Judge Gorsuch is such a mainstream nominee. This is the kind of, consensus jurist that we want. We know that that is so far from the truth when we see the kind of pressure that both publicly and I'm sure privately that Mitch McConnell and Republican leadership are putting on their colleagues to change the rules tomorrow. Yeah. and go nuclear to push this guy through, because he's their guy, right? He's corporate America's guy, that's for sure. He's the guy that big dollar Republican donors want on the Supreme Court. So that's where that pressure is coming from.
Yeah, no, he's certainly been well groomed for this position. And look, you know, the argument that he's mainstream, to steal a line from Joe Biden, that's a bunch of malarkey.
Yeah, right, absolutely. And we've been through this ad nauseum on issue after issue. I think the bottom line is that he is for the corporations and the people who have power much more often than he falls down on the side of the average American, the everyday American, working American, on so many different issues.
Right.
And the other thing that we cannot forget, and you have been very good, Rick, on reminding people about this, this is a stolen Supreme Court seat. So, you know, Senator Merkley from Oregon was up all night last night on the holding the floor of the Senate. And honestly, the thing that he started talking about at the very beginning of his time holding the Senate last night during debate that went through the night was that this is a stolen seat. That this is, in essence, the seat that Merrick Garland should be sitting in.
Yep.
And Merrick Garland, who, by the way, is the kind of consensus judge that would be under normal circumstances would be able to garner the 60 votes and the bipartisan consensus that Judge Gorsuch has been unable to do.
And you go, I go back to that because I think that's important. This is where the fight is. And this idea that, and I remember that being floated, well, you know, we can negotiate this. The real fight's next time. At the end of the day, you know, the Republicans were going to use this nuclear option no matter what. And I expect them to. But, you know, the reason I asked if you had identified, you know, some that may be on the fence is because I think, you know, getting people to hammer on them as they did with the AHCA, as they did to get Democrats to actually filibuster this, I think having that kind of a push, and I think it's important.
Here's what we're doing. We here in Pennsylvania are putting pressure on Senator Toomey because, you know, the question that you asked before about Republican senators who might not vote for this rule, I answered that question much more literally, as in which ones have maybe said something on the record that might indicate
right.
they wouldn't vote for it. But we are putting pressure on a senator like Pat Toomey, who in the past has talked about how important it is to him that he's had this bipartisan cooperation on judicial nominees with Senator Casey, that he has cooperated and worked so well on lower court nominees. We think that there is a pressure point there with Senator Toomey, regardless of the fact that he's not up for re-election for another 5 years. That's not the point. We want to hold him accountable for what he said about the importance of the bipartisan cooperation that he has with Senator Casey. And the truth of the matter is, changing the rules, it's called going nuclear for a reason. It's the nuclear option in the Senate for a reason.
Yep, it's
this
extreme.
Is a very dramatic step that Mitch McConnell and the Republicans are seemingly willing to take this week. And so it's important that we call Senator Toomey, his offices, both in D.C. and the district offices this week, and let him know that we as his constituents do not approve of that move. So we had a couple of rallies in Philadelphia at Senator Toomey's office yesterday. We're continuing to push for folks to make those phone calls. And it's really about phone calls. When we get to crunch time like we're in right now, it's about picking up the phone and calling his office. You know, what Senator Toomey has said on the record to this point is that they need to do whatever they need to do to get Judge Gorsuch onto the Supreme Court. But, you know, I don't think that in the end that is a decision that has been finalized.
I hope not.
To me, in his office, I think calls into the office this week can make a real difference.
Call and hammer him. One of the things I did want to ask you about, because this is awful quick, this whole process has gone really quickly, considering we just came from a time period where, understand, this seat's been empty since last February, and
right.
We had 400-plus days where you didn't have the nominee get a hearing, yet here the guy was nominated, the hearings are over, and we're going nuclear within a very, very short time frame. And I just saw this story this morning that evidently Judge Gorsuch is being accused of plagiarizing a good portion of his book. And you go, you know, this kind of hurry, rush, rush, rush doesn't give, I think, the senators the opportunity to really vet someone like Gorsuch or anybody. I'm curious your thought.
Yeah, so I saw those claims also. And, I mean, I can't speak to the rest of those claims because, that just happened in the last couple of hours. But I think your general point is absolutely right. And we talked about this previously. One of the things that happened, we had so many hours worth of questions in the Senate Judiciary Committee, but it was basically hours and hours and hours worth of Judge Gorsuch tactfully not answering questions. And that was the reasoning that a number of the Democrats on the Judiciary Committee gave for voting against Judge Gorsuch when they were moving him out of committee. It was that they just didn't feel as though they had their questions answered in a thorough way.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you're right. I mean, but you know why this is happening so quickly. It's happening so quickly because they want to get it over and done with. It's happening so quickly because they're afraid of the accountability. They're afraid of what their constituents might say or do in response if they have enough time to realize what's actually happening.
And just how bad this guy is going to be. I mean, at the end of the day, they're rushing this for a reason. Or to use their language, they're ramming it down our throats.
Right, and ending 200 years of precedent to do that for a judge that can't get the 60 votes because he is so far out of the mainstream is just doing such a disservice to their constituents, to the American people.
Scary, scary stuff. John, I appreciate the time. Appreciate the thoughts. Thanks so much.
It's always good to talk to you, Rick.
Our good friend John Neurer. He's co-chair of Why Courts Matter, PA. Again, call your senator. Call. There is still time. Quick break. Right back. Stick around. Listen to The Rick Smith Show.